Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Friday Night Cap with Taylor Dane, Imago Dane, and Thomas said he'll be in a little later. Hey, girl.
Hey, boo. How are you?
I'm good, girl. I'm sorry I played that so long because I was over here jamming because, you know, I love me some Trey Songz and all this Selena. Yeah, whatever. I've been drinking, so I was turned up a little bit.
You over there jamming. What's your chair? Owe you some money now?
Girl, yes. Owe me an out. What's that out? 10 for the lap dance. All the rest tips. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So, I had day off today, so I just been really dealing with myself. So yeah. I don't know how to act right now. I went to the Total Wine. I'm trying the so I don't know if anybody else has tried this Nicki Minaj mixed Moscato. It is really good. I'm very surprised. It is good. And they did a good thing, but they should have did it. They made the bottle small. And you know I'm a big bag carrier. Yeah, I can slide one of them in my pocketbook. Go about my day.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Yes, it's good. It's really good. Like, some people were probably like, we don't know, but it's really, really good. And I'm a wine drinker. I love Moscato. It's my thing. It is really good. So, If you want to go out and buy you a little, just if you want to just get a little, one bottle and just say, oh, I just want to taste it, because they're small bottles. They're like the little travel wine that people give away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She ain't paying me for this here, but that shit's good. So, yeah. And I've been drinking on those since about, and they're small, so it's like you can get a case. You can drink a whole case.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yes, I'm excited about this little drink. I got the peach flavor because I like peaches. And it's really good. Like, it's really tasty. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I started some trouble on my Facebook page with some of my pictures that I posted within the last hour. That's because I have no life. But...
Yeah, I've noticed. I said, well, okay now.
That's how I'm feeling. But yeah, so go ahead and put the disclosure out there, girl. Go ahead. Do whatever you got to do.
Okay. So people are just tuning in. This show is not for the faint of heart. We do cuss. We do say bad words. We talk about bad things. So if you are... not comfortable with that, it bothers you, you get upset, then the show's not for you.
Standard by disclosure. So therefore, mm-hmm. we're going to jump into some things. Now, let's talk, okay. I know Thomas had a topic, so we're kind of going to wait for him to come in with his topic. But, so, listen, someone told me I cussed too much earlier this week. And, yes, I got offended because I was like, I really want to say who the fuck cares. But I think my whole situation was with that. Is that, yes, I have a potty mouth. I had a bad day. So a lot of times if I had a bad day, I will use all of my big four-letter words to explain things to you, because that's how I felt in that moment, because I couldn't say what I really wanted to say in that moment, because I had to be nice, I had to be professional, I had to use my common sense, I had to use everything about me that was not cussing, and mm-hmm. when I can let loose and vent about it, I like to use my four-letter words, and I may drop an MF in there somewhere. But they really told me, like, they seriously told me, like, I cuss too much. And I was like, then you don't talk to me every day. You don't know that I don't cuss all the time. Like, I cuss. But I'm working on it. So, yeah. And actually, I'm really, and it's so funny because this person wants to have sex with me, but I'm a sexual cusser.
Oh, no.
I cuss during sex. So. Is that going to offend you or bother you at that point?
Yeah, how does that work?
I don't know. I ain't had sex with him. You know, I'm picky about who I put my lips to have sex with. So, but I don't know how that would work. But I am definitely a sexual cusser. I'll tell you to smack me on my ass. Fuck me. Pull my hair up, motherfucker, something. You know, they're like,
mm-hmm.
I'm a sexual cusser, and if I'm about to come, I'm going to say, oh, shit, fuck,
mm-hmm.
I'm about to come. And then, if it's really good, and probably at the end of the situation, I'm probably going to tell you, fuck you, because you play too goddamn.
Yeah, right?
But I just, it's like, okay. But, and I know I'm not the only person that's like this. I know that there are other people out there who are very vocal in their sexual acts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm one of them. Absolutely.
So, yeah, like, and so that leads me to believe, like, maybe they're not that vocal. Maybe they're not. I don't know. I've had some non-vocal
sex. Oh, okay.
And it made all of my spirit weary. All of it. Of course. So it made my heart heavy. Like, I was mad. Like, what the fuck is this shit that we're doing? Why are we so silent? Are we going to wake up somebody? I don't understand. Like, I need to know why. Are we doing it in the library? We can't tell nobody? No, we're in the bed. Like, it's, like my brain.
See, that's how see, that type of stuff make you go to jail.
Not jail.
What? Yeah, because I'm going to take whatever I can get and bust you right over the head with it. Move over the head with it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You're a hot mess. Why are you causing bodily harm?
This will make because you can't be wasting my time like that. No. I got to suffer. You got to suffer, too.
You shall suffer with the object to your hand. Anyway, so, yeah, that was so interesting to me because I was like, oh, well, he told me I cuss too much. And you don't realize I got a smart-ass mouth, so... I'm probably going to say something smart in the middle of all that, too. And so what?
And if you're still dealing with it, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know. This is not a playground you want to play in. Because I know some people who like to come to the playground and they play with the playground properly and they follow the playground's rules. That's why they get invited back. So
there you have
it.
No.
Honey, I ain't even gonna say that on the air. Never mind.
Don't you say it and don't you inbox me. Don't you say it. Don't you inbox me.
Why not? Why can't I say it? Because, honey, sometimes people come into the playground messing up edges. Honey, my edges still ain't together. I don't understand why. Like,
I told you that. And you call yourself, you all cute and whatnot, you're going to get your hair straightened and everything. I'm looking at this picture, I say, yeah, all right. You're naturally straight and everything. All right, I'm looking at the picture. I'm saying to myself, she went through all that trouble for no damn reason. I get that shit about 2 hours, 2-3 hours.
Actually, I got my hair done at 11. By 1 a.m., my
roses
were done. Like, I had broke a sweat. Like, hey, that's what it is.
Before you went and got your hair done, I could have told you. Don't even try it. I could have told you. I should save your little bit of money. Don't even do it. You might as well just rock that little curly stuff and leave it alone because she's going to tear all that stuff up. I knew that was going to happen.
Honey. Booty to the tutor. That's all I can call. Toe down. Still toe down. I know we don't have any fellas on the line quite yet, but I wonder, how do they really feel about sex and heels? Like, I want to know if they really do like that shit. Like, I need to understand because I need them to understand the woman's perspective of it. So, if there's some fellas listening, I need you to kind of chime in on this because Thomas is not here yet. But I need to know, like, this heel situation, like, the fuck? I need to know. Because this is care. Struggle is real.
I couldn't tell you. I don't know. But I know that there is something. When you put them on, it's something. It do something to them. I don't know. I couldn't tell you, but I know it bring out something in them from deep within.
Honey, let me tell you. So I'm probably gonna get on a whole lot of trouble for talking about our life outside of the world. But, okay, so Abdul is listening to us tonight. Hi, Abdul. Welcome. And you can do without the heels? Okay, so tell me why you wouldn't. He's chiming in on my Facebook page. So yeah. So Abdul is hanging out with us tonight, and I'm so thankful for him hanging out with us because we had a good time on Wednesday night hanging out with Abdul. But, I get it. I get how they like that it could, you know, make everything stand up properly. But they have to realize that we are a little bit higher than normal, and our feet are not exactly flat. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't be hitting it so far from the back, and you're going to realize we're going to tip over because we got a whole lot of things going on in our head. Like, we got to stay steady. We got to place our hands properly so we don't go so far forward that we tip over.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go and you pick the pair of shoes that hurt my feet. What? So now my feet mad at me talking about some bitch. We supposed to be sweet.
See now your body confused because your hoo-ha is getting, your hoo-ha is all excited. Your hoo-ha is happy. And your poor little feet down there burning. See, you, I don't understand. See, too much going on. Poor little toes.
And Abdul said, not into shoes. Lingerie is a must. Okay. So I can rock with the lingerie. I got that. I have some stuff that makes me feel sexy.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I have some cute stuff. I have some throw, some fishnet, some stuff to get in the mood. Like, I have a full length cat suit.
I love that cat suit.
Girl, I got a cat suit with a hole in the middle. Yeah. And you got to take it off.
Oh,
that thing is awesome, honey. That thing is awesome.
Oh. I think I shall invest in one of those. I think I might have to get you one.
Oh, you know, I am a shopper. I am a lovely shopper. I have a shopping habit. Some of my shopping habits are not for the whole world to know, but, you know, I like Priscilla's. I like Adam and Eve's. You know, I like them. I have a membership to Priscilla's, but I haven't been in a while because I just had a need to go. Because lately it seems as though I just be naked. You know? So that is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So that is very interesting to life. But I enjoy those places. And the way I sleep is kind of like an easy access type situation. Because I'm not going to sleep in lingerie. I can't do that. Once we done whatever we going to do, that's got to come off.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be comfortable when I sleep because my sleep is important to me.
Yes.
Now, I will throw on like a little something where you can still have your easy access in the morning.
Whew. Mm-hmm.
Another reason why my edges are stuck down. But anyway, stop judging.
I'm not at all.
I'm judging.
It's no judgment. It's no judgment over here.
I think that we missed one another.
I figured that already. You're talking to me like I didn't realize all of this already.
Well,
I knew
that. There's other people listening. Shut up. So it's like we really did miss each other. Like, you know, we had seen each other, and, you know, we had the whole butt debacle. And
mm-hmm.
I was mad. And so it had been since, what, February? Yeah. It was almost February, yeah. Yeah. That wasn't going to work out.
And it wasn't going to happen.
Because y'all would have to get me from the insane asylum. Okay. So we got some men chiming in about the heels. He said, one guy says he will feel like Superman. Why do you feel like Superman? I don't know. I need further explanation of that thing. And then we have some people who said that they are sexual cursers. They do moan, and they are never silent. If they are silent, they are not feeling it. I get that. That is so true because
mm-hmm.
Listen, I had this one time. It was so damn silent. I had to ask, like, was it okay? Because I'm like, what the fuck? And they was like, yeah, I enjoy myself. Like, you tell the goddamn law. I didn't enjoy myself.
There's no,
so what was,
like, there's
what
no
you
way you enjoyed that. There's no
and
way.
You weren't here. You didn't do
mm-mm.
it. You were not in the same room with me doing the same thing that I'm doing.
No, you were not.
You weren't doing it. Mm-hmm. You weren't here. No, you weren't. That was your twin that came in here and did that stupid shit. You could not have been in here with me. No, not with me. Not at all.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sure my neighbors here have heard a lot of things. You know,
mm-hmm.
so, yeah. Back to drinking. Yeah. But, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I absolutely agree with that. Like, if we're intimate and not, like, there's no sounds or no nothing, no. Mm-mm. I can't even continue. Like, I have to stop. Like, because my mind wanders. So, after a while, like, I'm not even concentrating on what I'm doing. I'm thinking it's some other mess. No, I'm done. I'm finished. Thank you. You can kindly get dressed and you can exit stage left and don't come back.
Right. So, and I don't worry about neighbors. I don't worry about what my neighbor is going to think. And I'm going to be honest, his neighbor got a lot of information. Because their walls are so thin. Like, my walls are thin, but their walls are thin, too. Like, you can hear their neighbor turn on the water in the shower.
Mm.
Like, that's how, like, you can hear them turn it on and you hear the pipes and you hear all of that. So it's like, the what? Because there was one morning, I was like, what in the hell is all that goddamn noise? But I had to think about it. I was like, oh, crap, somebody upstairs is taking a shower. And so I pretty much, you know, since we're using the whole house. Yes, let's use the whole house. The living room, the bedroom, kitchen, everything. Let's use the whole house. And I know his neighbors got a whole lot. I know they did. Because I know I dropped that F-bomb a couple times. A few times. Even at 8 o'clock in the morning. So, yeah. Sorry, don't judge me. But anyway, I don't sleep well. But, yeah, like, it's something that happens. Like, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. I can't do that shit.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
I can't do it.
Mm-mm.
I can't do it. I ain't going to sign up for it. Please don't ask me to sign up for it. But guess what? I'm going to tell you. You get that in line.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is not in you. But, you know, it's just not in you. And, no, I ain't going to do it. Go find
mm-hmm.
somebody else like that. Like, that's just boring sex. Point blank here.
Yeah.
It's boring. Nobody wants to be involved with it. Nobody wants to sit and listen to just the bed banged up against the wall. That's annoying in itself. Like, what the heck? And so, anyway, let's move on. You know what? Go on and get into the topic. The topic that he's still 20 minutes late. But anyway. So.
Oh, he still MIA?
No, I don't. No, he's not sitting in this studio. He's not on the line. So.
Oh, I forgot. I got to share my little awkward story from last week.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
So, everyone knows that I'm pretty friendly, and, you know, I occasionally have conversations with people. I have awesome next-door neighbors. Like, their son plays with my son. Like, you know, they're pretty cool. So, I'm over there for whatever reason. I just wanted to go over there and chit-chat for a little bit. So, I was telling them about this app that I have on my phone that I use to watch movies or whatever. So, my neighbor's husband was like, okay, you know, just download it onto my tablet. I said, okay, sure. So he gives me the tablet, and the app, you have to actually go to the browser to download. So I go to the browser, and the first thing that pops up is WorldStar. And, you know, WorldStar has a little part where they have, like, all the booty movies and everything. I think it's WorldStar Candy.
I don't watch WorldStar, so you're just telling me something new. I don't watch them.
So I click on the browser, and the first thing that pops up is WorldStar Candy. I'm just like, oh, I didn't say anything. I just discreetly gave him back the tablet.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't say anything else about it. I didn't make a big deal to his wife. I just handed him back the tablet, thinking that he was going to, like, close out of whatever he was doing. No, that's not what happened. So she said to me, what happened? I said, oh, something he was looking at was on the browser. It was still up. Apparently, he wasn't the one that was looking at WorldStar Candy on the tablet. It was his wife.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It's nothing wrong with that at all. But see, here's the thing, though. These are my neighbors. Like, our kids hang out, so there's like a there's a boundary. Like, there's a boundary. Like, I don't need to know that about you. Like, what you watch is what you watch. What you do is what you do. I'm not judging. But I mean, that's just your personal business. This is when it gets even more awkward, because they're both laughing about this. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, it's all right. Then they proceed to go back and forth and tell me what sites that they visit. And I'm just like, okay, that's all right. Okay. So, and like, they're going to these sites. They're, like, showing me what they want. I'm just like, I can't handle this. This is way too much. This is way too awkward. And then what makes it even worse is that my neighbors are, like, slightly older than me.
What do you mean slightly older than you?
Like, I'm 31. They're, like, 35, 37. So,
okay, listen. Those people still have sex. Okay,
I understand.
I thought you were going to say some bullshit like 50, 60. No, some people still have sex.
I understand that. I completely understand that. I'm aware of that. Hey, again, mm-hmm. I'm not judging, but see, this is too much personal information.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Because now you're trying to tell me what you look at in your bedroom, and I'm just like, no, I don't want to know, because that's not my business, because now I know what you're looking at and your personal time. Like, I don't need to know that about you. Like, there's a cutoff. Like, there's a limit. So then as I'm like, I'm trying to wrap up this conversation so I can go back to my house and try to erase this moment from my memory. Then they ask me, we change the subject for a little bit, and the husband goes in the bedroom. So I said, okay, well, fine. Everything's kind of okay. And he comes back out with the tablet. So I said, okay, he still wants this app, whatever the case may be. And he hands it back to me, and it's another site that I guess he looks at, but it's just, I was just like, no, because this was like, the site was like older porn. Like, so it was like it was like granny porn.
Okay.
See, that's what I'm saying, see? That what you just did is how I felt this entire time. And the more I'm trying to ease to the door, the more that they're following me to the door. And it's like, why is this happening to me? So that's what
maybe.
I thought.
Maybe. Okay. Okay,
just
that's what
when
you
I
thought.
Mm-mm. Just when I thought this couldn't get any more awkward. So my neighbors, their parents live downstairs. So,
oh,
so the dad comes upstairs. They're like, the husband and the wife are laughing. The dad comes upstairs to ask for something, and then he's like, you know, what's so funny? So I'm really like, no, we're not about to do this right now. We're not. They're not going to say anything. And sure enough, they was like, oh, we was just showing her the site that we looked at, and gives the father the tablet with the granny porn.
Wow.
And he starts laughing. I'm like,
much.
I'm like, I need to leave.
This is too much. This is too much. Why I can't take it anymore.
My first reaction is why? Why am I always in situations like this? Why do these things? Why do all these unnecessarily awkward things happen to me all the time? Why?
I have a lot of thoughts about this here. I think that this was their way to kind of gauge. Let me get out my thought. I love your story. Now let me tell you my thought. I think that this is.
It wasn't going to happen. It wasn't going to happen. It was not going to happen. Go ahead and finish your statement so I can tell you it wasn't going to happen. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, the fact that the wife was just looking at it, you know, okay. To each his own, because, you know, I dibble and I dabble. I love my little porn sites that I get to look at. I watched one this morning. It was very interesting, you know. Trying to be a happy time. But, you know, it's just that. That's what that is, or whatever. And I feel like they may have been trying to say to you, hey, look, listen. We may want to get you engaged in a situation. Now, they were just kind of just feeling around to see what would she be into. What would she like to try? Let's see what her reaction is to this. You know, it could have been a few of those things. I mean, it could be, you know, they're not old like my neighbor. You know, my neighbor's 80, honey. So if she ever showed me some shit like that, me and her probably have a goddamn problem. So, yeah, I think that they may have been a little interested.
Well, I think that they should take their interest back to wherever they came from. First of all, these are... like I said, they're slightly older than me, not by much. No. Like, they physically, no.
Are they
like,
not
just,
attracted? There's
no,
there's
not, at
okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. Not least a bit. No, because, see, here's the thing. I don't, no, just no. No, 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 no. Mm-mm. Because I'm saying, like...
You ain't explained to me why you're saying no yet, but okay.
I didn't need you to... I can't... No. Just no. Like, I mean, physically, it would never happen. First of all, second of all,
okay.
I just couldn't because that's too close. Like you live next door. You know what I'm saying?
That can be booty next door, honey.
No, it cannot. I just told you physically, it just wouldn't happen. Like I'm not into big people. Like I'm not into big people and bigger people. That's just not my thing. So I'm saying, like, if you could hurt me, like, it's just not gonna pan out. It's just not. It's not gonna work. Not gonna work. Nope. Mm-mm. If you can't get up a flight of stairs without sweating and getting winded, I can't help you.
Okay.
And then not only that, but you just made it super awkward because now I have no, like, I don't, like, I try, like, I saw them today. Because it was, they were bringing in a cake for their son, and they were like, hey, and I kind of, like, was like, hey, and I just ran in the house, because I just was like, I don't want to have a conversation with you, because I don't know where that conversation is going to go. Mm-mm. It was just super awkward and unnecessary.
I've never been in that situation. I can say that because, you know, like I said, my neighbors are older, so I don't know that. And then the man that lives on the other side of me, he don't even wave and say, hey, so honey, he ain't about to have that whole conversation with me. So, you know, I'm country. I speak to everybody, and he don't even speak, honey. He just look.
Oh, I'm like, okay. Well, that's,
yeah, he just look.
He's a little rude,
but nobody pays him no mind. Because I rarely see him. But, yeah, I think that would be awkward for me too, especially if it's not a situation that I want to be in. If she was cute or whatever, or the husband was cute, then maybe we can talk about it. But neither one of you were. I'm not interested. And so, therefore, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, just
Just maybe you should tell them and say, hey, listen, I really didn't care to know what was going on in your guys' bedroom. Now I'm feeling kind of funny. Just meet me outside where you want the kids to play. Chill, I'm not coming back in your house. I don't think I would continue on with that conversation with them. I wouldn't.
Yeah, like, it was just, like, it just went, from weird to awkward to super awkward to the highest level of awkwardness ever.
And the fact that the daddy came and they showed, that's just too much. Maybe they are just super comfortable in their sexuality and they felt like you were super comfortable in yours, that you all could discuss this type of porn that they like to watch and different things that can happen. I think that may have been what they were looking for.
I don't know. Wasn't there. I don't know.
Just trying to give you a reason not to feel awkward.
Mm-mm. It's not helping. Mm-mm.
This one I thought it was good, honey. It is. It is good. But, yeah, it'll be all right. It'll work out. Maybe you'll get over the awkwardness of it all.
I guess so, but it's going to take me a minute because it was just too damn weird. I'm like, why? Like, why does it have to be me?
You know what? The question is, why not you?
I don't know.
Yeah, because people always say, why me, why me, why me? Sometimes you have to ask, like, you know, why not me? Maybe that was, like I said, like it was a door that needed to be opened. And mm-hmm. you just so happened to be the one who opened the door and left it open.
I didn't open the door. I did not leave it open. That door opened, and I closed it back and deadbolted that bitch. Nope. Mm-mm. That is not for me.
Okay.
Not for me.
Well, I hope you never have another awkward moment with your neighbors ever again. I hope that everything works out and you all are able to live beside each other happily ever after. So, yes. Let's get into this here question. So, no topic, really, it's not necessarily a question. Tommy wanted to discuss the female orgasm and the difference that the different ones that women have. So, let me, you know, being that this was not my topic, I'm unprepared, but as I prepare for it, yes. That was not the word I was looking for.
Oh, well, I didn't do my homework on the subject either, but we just go away.
So, there's different types of them, though. And I looked through some information. Let's see. There, you know, I'm looking at some information now that says 4 orgasms every woman should have. The first one is a clitoral orgasm. I have those often. Trigger those myself. I mean,
yeah,
don't need no better for that one.
I think we all do.
Yeah, it says, this is a sweet spot for most women and highly sensitive. Mm-hmm. There's about 8,000 nerve endings in that one space. That's a little space for 8,000 nerve endings. Good Lord. Let's see. This is my thing. With that particular one, like if I'm with a man, don't head straight for my clit. Don't do that, because what's going to happen is I'm going to come really quick, and then I'm going to want to go to sleep. Don't head for that first. Just for a little bit. Don't hang out for a long time. Don't hang out for a long time, because that can cause trouble. Because I've also noticed, like, if I'm having sex and he wants to stop and then he wants to eat and have oral sex in the in between time, like, if he's kind of, like, taking a break from vaginal sex and he wants to, you know, get down there and look around, that's what causes the reason for puppy bag.
Absolutely. It's too much. That's too much. It's too much happening.
And then I have to apologize, because now, sir, you've been sprayed in your face because you stopped. And now all of those nerves and that blood and everything is going to this one space, and it's now everything is about to let go. You stopped. I didn't do that. So, yeah.
But, you know, sometimes that's a stall tactic, right? You know that, right?
Yeah.
So if they feel like they're about to come really quick, you know that's a stall tactic to all right, let me just try and calm down a little bit.
Right. But you just got sprayed in your face. I'm sorry. I can't help you. sorry.
That might have been the goal. I don't know. Hey, I'm just saying, because, you know, something like that. So that might have been the goal from the beginning.
That is a possibility. And then you have the also wonderful vaginal orgasm, which also some women are able to create and get on their own, i.e. me. I can give my own stuff all types of orgasms. I just, you know. Yeah, I give my stuff life. But, and even in this particular portion, it's even saying that they're debating if the G-spot really exists. I personally know mine exists. A lot of women, if you feel a pressure and it feels like you have to pee and you don't have to pee, it's been pressed on. Every woman has one. It's just that you got to find your way to it, you know. It should only be so far up. You can take your middle finger. I think it is your middle finger, and insert it and kind of hook it up, and you'll be able to press on it yourself. Oh, was I supposed to tell people that information? I don't know.
Well, I mean, yeah. Okay, also, you know, ladies, here's a little warning, Fair Share. If you have, like, really long nails, I would suggest that you don't necessarily try that if they're really, really long, because it might hurt a little bit. If that's what you're into, then by all means, carry on. But those of you who are not into that, just be mindful of your nails. It might hurt you a little bit. That's it. That's all I wanted to put out there, just in case. You never know, just in case.
I get it. And I don't have any nails. So I keep mine low because I type all the time. So I don't really have, like, those long nails. I've tried that for a little while. What was I doing? I just decided to get, you know, to get my nails shaped like a stiletto type nail. And my nails grew so long. If I can't enjoy pleasing myself, them bitches got to go. Like,
yeah,
that was some real shit. Like, I had to go
get
them cut down because I was like, this is stupid.
Yeah, that's why I keep mine really low, too, because I said, not when one day I scratched myself. I was like, oh, no. No. Mm-mm. All done.
But I got to go back to the thing. So, yeah. Like, if you get that feeling of that you have to pee, you don't have to pee, and I just suggest that you relax your mind and just let it flow, because there's an awful feeling, and again, you're going to want to turn over and take your ass to sleep. This is my issue, the blended orgasm, the clitoral and the vaginal orgasm. That's when he's in there and he wants to play with my clit. Listen, again, sir, you're going to cause an eruption, and then the whole bed is going to be wet, and it's just going to happen that way. It's going to happen. I hate that. I mean, it's not a bad thing, but sometimes you don't want to fuck up everybody.
Who wants to be using all that energy to flip the mattress over and everything else now? Because you didn't, you know what I'm saying? You wanted to be Superman and whatnot. What if I just wanted to go to sleep? Now I've got to lift the mattress over because you want to be doing all this extra stuff. I agree.
I mean, it's like I said, it's tiring. Like, that takes a lot out of you. Like, a lot. He just wants to go to sleep. Then he'll go, who going to lay in the wet spot? Not I. I mean, even though it's my wet spot, I don't want to lay in it. That's like laying in a puddle of water. Who does that stupid stuff? But, you know, the best way to get the blended orgasm is definitely, you know, with the woman on top. That's the best way because of all that friction between the two or whatnot. I forgot to tell you, we're only going to 12 o'clock tonight. I just forgot all about that because I got to work in the morning. But, I got to be at work at 8 o'clock.
Let's see what Abdul. Abdul said, leave the mattress alone. So, Abdul, listen. So, who's going to sleep in that puddle?
Yeah, like, I'm trying to figure that out. Because, I mean, I'm not sleeping in it. I'm not sleeping in it.
Because we like to, like, for me, we're all over the bed.
Mm-hmm.
All over. I'm not even going to talk about that. Never mind. I just had a flashback. Don't touch me. I've been having flashbacks all week. All week long.
That makes a lot of sense.
Makes no sense. Nobody should be able to do that to a person.
Nobody.
No. That is unfair.
Well, this is what happened. This is what he said. He said, fuck you and your feelings and your straight little edges. This is what I'm doing, and this is what you're going to have to deal with.
No.
That's what he said.
No. No. I'm sorry.
He does not care. He didn't care, honey. He did not care. He just didn't care. Mm-mm.
Abdul said he's sleeping in wet spots because it's hot and nasty today.
Okay.
You sleep in a wet spot, dude. You sleep in it.
Mm-hmm. Go put on my pajamas and sleep on this warm, comfortable
dry spot.
Dry spot in bed so that I can enjoy my cool pillow. Okay, my
mm-hmm.
pillow has to be cold. So, yeah, don't judge me. But, you know, it's just,
I don't know what life is like
or whatever. I don't know. And then today, it was so funny, he called and he was about to cuss me out. It was so funny. Because he thought I took one of his wonderful, awesome, foul boy sweatshirts. The fuck I want with that? Like, I didn't take that shit. That is an X bag of X color. And then promptly proceeded to say, oh, yeah, you're right. It is. It's right here. Dude, I don't want that shit. I will support your team because it's your team, but I ain't wearing it. No, because that. It's not my team. But anyway, that's either here or there. That's all off topic. But, yeah. I don't even have nothing else.
I can't believe he had the audacity to cuss you out about a cowboy jersey.
He was about to cuss me out bad too. It's so funny because when I picked up the phone, I said, "Mother, hey, you know, happy because." He's calling my phone because I'm just looking when you call me. So, hey, and I'm in the total wine because I'm already happy in that too. So he's like, "Where the fuck is my jersey? My sweatshirt. What sweatshirt are you talking about? My cowboy sweatshirt. Did you take it with you? Because I'm about to get in the car and I'm about to drive to North Carolina. What?
Ooh.
You don't calm your black ass down and look for it." I said, and see, this is the thing. When I was packing up the steps to come back, I said, you know, self, pack all of these sweatshirts in the same place because you know he going to look for them. You know. So, therefore, I strategically placed them in one space so that if I got a call, because he don't like looking for stuff, if I got a call to say, where is such and such, I could say it is in the blue duffel bag on the side. I do that for a
mm-hmm.
reason. So I'm telling him, and he says, oh, yeah, I found it. I said, you need to tell me. You thought, first of all, you thought to drive 6 hours. To come cuss me out and ask me if I had your...
Well, that's not all that was going to happen, but, you know, whatever.
said that?
Oh, no.
I'm saying that. Please tell me what else is going to happen.
He's gonna mess up your hair some more.
Shut up. Whatever.
He was gonna sweat all that color out your hair. Your hair wasn't even gonna be red no more.
It's permanent. It's not going anywhere.
Okay.
Like, who does stuff like this? Like, no, I would have been pissed.
Okay.
At the fact of you waking me up. Because if you think about it, when he called, it was like 7:30 when he called.
Mm-hmm.
6 hours from that, they would have put him here at like 2 in the morning. Almost 1 or 2. Oh, I would have been livid. Who is knocking on my goddamn door? Scroll.
Yeah, you'd have been livid, but then you'd have been right over that couch.
You know what?
Getting your hair
messed up.
No. Okay.
I will give you the satisfaction.
If that's what you say, if that makes you feel better, okay.
It makes me feel better. I know how to be strong. I know how to be mad.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
I said okay.
I know how not to give in.
I just said okay.
That's so funny. Once, like one morning, he was like, "What are you looking at?" Like the squirrely card, and I'm like, "Oh, okay." He's like, "What are you looking at? Go back to sleep." I said, "For real, you want me to go back to sleep?" And so I turned up and I went back to sleep. Well, I didn't stay asleep for long because what I saw started happening. So hey, I can be strong though. I can do as I'm told.
I said okay. I believe you.
That's
okay.
Fine. You don't believe me? Interesting.
I just said I believe you. I believe you. It's okay.
Okay. So we gotta get to this last one. This last orgasm here, which is the multiples here. Clear. Multiple orgasms happen one after the next, not at different times in one session, although those are great too. Studies show that multiple orgasms are possible for some women if they can withstand being continuously stimulated after their first and second and finishes. So I've experienced that too. That one's intense as well. I've done that.
Yeah, I think that one's the most intense of them all.
Yeah,
it do something to you. Like you can't even like explain it or.
It is what it is right there. Okay, so that's we talked about those stupid okay. I mean, I'm not saying that they're stupid, but, you know, I guess that's what happens when people don't come into work. But let's discuss one of these pictures that I have on my Facebook page.
Mm-mm.
Okay? What? We're going to discuss one.
Which one are we going to discuss?
We are about to discuss the one where the man has a whole bunch of muscles and he has a little Peter.
What? Okay.
Good.
I can't. Okay, so I'm minding my business on my little Instagram. I came across this picture and I almost fell out my chair.
Hi.
When I saw this mess, I could not stop laughing. Like, I literally was in tears. That is the funniest thing I have ever seen.
I mean, but that's real life, though. And people don't even realize it. Like, you walk around here with all them big-ass goddamn muscles, and you pull your pants down, and you working with a toddler penis, you don't sit your black ass down somewhere.
Okay.
And then the lady's face was so evil. She was so mad. She was mad as shit.
Yeah, she was really
and
mad.
But you know what? It doesn't even, sometimes it doesn't even matter if he has muscles. Sometimes he could be a normal size guy and have a small one. Like, they still get those out. I'm trying to figure out where they get those out at and why you got in that goddamn line.
I don't know. I just think that if, here's my thing. You have to, if it's small, or like you're not that good in bed, like, you have to compensate. Like, you better figure out a way to make her have the best orgasm ever. You have to figure out something. Like, you just can't be bad all across the board.
Right. Like, you,
like,
can't.
You just can't.
Mm-mm.
Like, you pick a struggle, okay?
You're stupid.
Pick,
like,
a struggle.
Like, I'm looking at him like, oh, he looks like he gives good hugs. That would be me. Like, that's usually why I, like, you know, if I ever date a guy who has muscles, I will probably want to hug him all the time because he looks like he gives good hugs because his arms are so big. And he's like, I just want to hug you. Like, bring it in. Come on. Let's hug it up. Like, all the time. But then if it got down to it, and maybe my emotions would be into, what, it's going to be 70 degrees on Monday. Never mind. I'm watching the weather. Don't judge me. But, like, when we get down to it and you pull out this thing that doesn't match what your upper body looks like, what am I supposed to do? Because I can't. And then I put up another picture earlier. It wasn't earlier today. It was yesterday, I think, where it was like, all you want to do is just love on it and say, we never breaking up because it's just so awesome. And how am I supposed to deal with that? Because now I don't want to have sex with you. It's not that I don't want to have sex with you. I just don't want to go through the process of thinking he is not going to hit any of my thoughts with this little thing. Like, what am I going to do with this? I don't know. But then I've also had some small ones that have done the job. So I'm still kind of like on the fence, like, would I do it? But, like, right now, like, seriously, like, that's some stuff that I'm having to deal with. Like, this one guy, he's trying to talk to me, and he has muscles or whatever, and I'm scared. I don't know what he has down below. I've never seen it.
Oh.
And I don't want to ask, you know, I don't want to ask, be like, hey, can you send me a picture? You know, I don't want to do that because that's just so, you know, and I don't want to. And then you have the fact of, it's so much. Like, I would much rather give him a hug.
Absolutely.
Give him a hug. I'm going to hug you because you're going to be my big teddy bear. I'm just going to hug you. Like, I know what I'm getting from the person that I'm with. Like, you know, so I get what I'm getting from them. And they have, like, a small set of muscles, but that other muscle is this size. So, yeah, I can hug you all the time and then love on you some, too. So it's just a bunch of stuff.
I absolutely agree. Like, I can't, like I said, pick a struggle. Like, you have to compensate. Like, if it's little, then you just have to compensate with a whole lot of something else. Because I, because at this point, like, you're old enough to know what you're doing and what you're not doing. Therefore, it shouldn't be an issue. But, you know,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Like, you can't fix what you got, can you?
No.
Wonder if.
So.
I'm not gonna say that. It's not nice. But I think Thomas is here. Hi, Thomas. Hello.
No.
I'm gonna put you back on mute. I ain't got time today. But so yeah, like I like it. I mean, I like people who give good hugs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's Josh. I give good hugs. you know, I'm a hugger. I've always been a hugger. I've always liked hugs when I was little. I just like hugs. But like, for real, that chick's face in that picture, that bitch was mad. She was mad as shit. She was mad as hell. She was like, no, this motherfucker did not pull that out with all them goddamn muscles. But then that leads me to believe, is he on steroids? Because don't that mess up your stuff?
Yeah.
Nope. I got questions and concerns. I need to see. You need to take a drug test. And make sure you're not on no drugs. Make this happen for yourself. I want to make sure that you got this naturally by going to the gym every single day.
And not only that, but you know that the steroids messes with their, you know, their testosterone and everything else, so they just be flipping out for no reason. You know what I'm saying? You get up in the morning, you say, hey, he mad about whatever. Now y'all arguing over Cheerios.
This fool said arguing over Cheerios. He goddamn doesn't. Okay, so let's discuss another picture that is on my Facebook page. The one that says, let him play with the pussy and then lick it off his fingers. So, that's how it's going to go. Might be a little creepy. Just a little bit. Just a pair of bits.
Yeah, I say, hey, go for it. Like, I mean, it's yours at the end of the day. Like, how you want him, you know what I'm saying? How you want him to touch it and kiss it and you won't even, you don't know. I see it makes sense to me. Seems legit to me.
Honey, yes. Probably because, you know, what's this on my phone? I'm probably, when I get back to my Instagram is probably on fire at this point. It probably is. It's all right. All right. Because, cheers me for yawning on the air. Y'all have to excuse me. I've been up since I don't know what time, and I have to get up super duper early in the morning because it's my weekend to work. And I haven't recovered from anything that's been going on in my life this week. Nothing at all. So somebody, okay, back to this other picture about niggas be like, I got muscles though. Somebody put up under my pitch, I'll fall on one of the pictures, see it. Wait a minute, they've been having a whole goddamn conversation over here. Wait a minute, let me go back.
Oh my goodness. Now I gotta go and figure out what's going on. You know I'm nosy. So let's go see, shall we?
There is a guy that's on my Facebook page. He works out regularly. He does have muscles. He has a lot of them. I've seen them. He took his picture. You know, he takes pictures with his shirt off, whatever. He says, well, I work out on regular, and I have no issue in that department. But best believe, if I ever start losing my dick, I quit. So somebody responds to him and says, you remember that Cat Williams joke where steroids make your dick little? That was hilarious. He says, yes, but this is all natural, so I'm not losing mine. And she says the joke just happened to pop in her head. But, you know, that's definitely something. somebody that was talking about, like, I need to know if you take drugs or not, because, like, for real, he is, like, his muscles are for real. Like, the fuck. But somebody then posted, you're getting cold, and your boyfriend, if your boyfriend is under 200 pounds, why are you cheating yourself? Listen, you can't be big, and I can't be big together. There's a hot night. That shit ain't happening.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
Okay, I will die from heat. I don't like to be hot.
Oh, my goodness. I can't.
I don't like it. I don't get involved. I just don't. I like a certain type of man. You know? I do. He can't be too big and he can't be too small. He has to be right in the middle somewhere. You know, he can have a little gut, like a little one, but he can't have, like, a full-fledged pregnancy belly.
Yeah, like, it can't be, like, people looking like, oh, my God, what do you do? Like, no, we're not doing that.
He can't be all that. He can't be that. I don't want to be that for him at all. And, like, both of us can't have, like, issues. Like, I got titties, you can't have titties, you know? I got enough for both of us. You can't have them, too. I got a jiggly booty. Your booty should never jiggle. Like, I was watching something today, and this guy's booty was jiggling up a storm. And I was like, why is his booty jiggling just as much as mine? But anyway. Oh, wow. Lady is in the world. But, yeah, I keep getting sidetracked because I got too much stuff going on my TV in my house. But this is a mess. This is an interesting conversation. But definitely, you know, don't nobody want no muscular man with no little pee-pee. Want that shit. And it was so funny, I got that from my daughter's father's page. I did. I sure did. Let's see. He said he is AKA Asian white. I'm looking at this man's picture, and he said he's Asian white. I'm not going to talk about that right now. My brain has to.
No, don't do it.
I ain't going to do it. I'm not. But, yeah.
That's terrible. That picture's hilarious. So, like, I can't stop looking at it. It's so funny.
Yeah, it is.
It's so funny.
It's definitely a different thing, and I never want to experience it ever in my life. Never shall I ever. Never. On anything I like and I love. If I experience it, I'm gonna call some people, and I'm gonna get you locked up for some stupid shit.
Oh, you gonna call the police on him? You gonna lock his ass?
Take your freedom, cause you do not belong here anymore.
Oh my goodness, jeez.
Yes, honey. Like, your freedom is revoked, honey. There is no need for you to be around him. No need whatsoever. So So we got people commenting again on the shoes situation. A couple of more men have said it turns them on, and they said that they with it. I need y'all to understand how uncomfortable that is, but we'll do it for you. Do it for you. Wow, I just learned that somebody has sound effects. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And I don't think people realize, like, when you comment on certain things, and they probably don't pay attention to it, when you comment on certain things, like certain topics, I'm learning about you. I am learning about you. And guess what happens? You are placed in a certain category of, I will never, ever in my whole entire life let you get a piece of this because you're born as shit and we don't want a problem.
Mm-hmm. And they never seem to understand that.
Yep. Hey, honey. They don't understand. Because I, for damn sure, am not signing up for nobody's boring ass face. But.
No, not at all. Just thinking about it gives me, like, the heebie-jeebies. Like, I can't imagine just laying there. And then all you hear is, like, the bed rocking back and forth. Like, that would, oh, my goodness. That would tap dance on my nerves so bad.
That's, like, when Mr. was having sex with Steven. And all you heard was those belt buckles slamming up against the wall. Oh, nobody wants to deal with that. That's a nasty. But I had a question and I just so let me ask you this. Since we only got about 10 minutes really left because I'm only going to 12 o'clock tonight because I expect to have an early morning, and I've got to get myself in the bed so I can wake up early. But these people who get into these, I think we've talked about it before, I'm not sure though, but it keeps coming up because I have to write something about it. These people who get sucked into these marriages, okay, and now they're in the marriage, and the sex is non-existent. It doesn't happen. They schooled like rabbits beforehand. Now they're in this marriage, and it doesn't happen at all. Feel bad for these people. But that's, like I said, I'm approached about it all the time. I'm actually writing a response to a letter that I just recently got about the situation. And I was like, this is not, I try to ignore those letters because I don't really want to get into it as married folk business. And so therefore, I try not to get into it. But it's just been so many lately that I have to acknowledge this one. So my thing is this, how do you tell these people, like, you know, I'm really big about having a conversation with a person. Talk to them about it. Ask them, why we ain't fucking no more? Like, what's the point? Like, one person, I even asked them, I said, hey, have you talked to your spouse about this? And they said, the spouse said to them, well, I'm just not into sex like that. I don't need it every day. I don't need it all the time. Okay, I get that you don't need it all the time, but you married a man or a woman who needs it constantly. It's not that they don't think you don't love them. It's just that they don't, they need to feel that physical from you. And so then you'll be mad as shit if someone cheats on you. You'll be mad. Like,
I mean, it's not even got to be like all day, every day, but I mean, just Something.
Yeah, it was just like, well, one situation, they're in the military, they went to be overseas for a while. Before they left, they hadn't had sex in 6 months. They leave.
What?
Yeah. And so then they leave, and then you get back, and you still ain't had sex. What the fuck? Bitch, I'd be pregnant by now.
This is going to be real honest.
I'm going to be real honest. If that was me and that was my husband, and he had to leave and go overseas for X amount of time, when he got back the first night, I promise you I would have got pregnant on.
Yeah.
I promise
you.
I guarantee that thing.
Yeah,
we not going
stopping. We ain't stopping nowhere. We not taking no detours. I don't want to go eat. I don't care if you want to go eat. You eat afterwards. Cause listen.
Yeah, like I don't understand how women can lay beside their husband and not want to, feel their husband or vice versa. I think. And that leads me to believe that there's somebody else. You can't tell me there's not somebody else because
mm-hmm.
that's some stupid shit. Like, what goal are you? First of all, let's do the calculation. 6 months, okay, prior to him having to be gone a year. So now that's 18 months. It's now November and back to September, October, November. So, we going on almost 2 years. I'm not in no marriage to be celibate.
Okay.
That's
when I think in a once you get married, that's the opportunity to do everything that you've been wanting to do and you haven't done, because that's the place to do it. Like, you can't do everything with everybody. Like, you can't, like, it's certain things that you just can't do with your boyfriend that you could do with your husband.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, your husband is your husband. You do everything you can and you want to with your husband. But I don't understand that logic at all. Like, I don't get it. Like, I mean, I don't get it. I'm trying to make sense of it. I can't. Like, was it a physical thing? Like, was she sick? Or? Okay,
mm-hmm.
She wasn't sick. Was there like a issue? Like, you know, she, I don't know. I'm pulling at straws here. I don't know. And this was her husband. Like, they're married.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. Oh. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know.
Neither.
I don't know.
I don't know either. And it's not for me. It's for me to kind of coach and try to figure out what's going on. But when sometimes some people are just stupid.
Yes, full blown, flat out.
And you get to a point where you're done trying. You're done. And I think once you reach that point that you don't want to try anymore, what's the point? What's the point of staying married? I know you don't want to get a divorce because of sex and you're not having sex, but then if you're not having sex, you're not releasing this built-up frustration inside of you, because technically your body needs to release.
Yeah.
Keep going on without sex and see how fucked up your insides will be, how pissed you be at everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even going to talk about that, because when I went those 14 months, honey, I was pissed at the world. All that sand, why the world was abusing me like this. But, you know, so it's like, why would you do this to yourself? So,
yeah.
I think I just need to kind of figure out what life would be like. I don't know. I would leave. I'd quit you. So we're going to end it on that note. I'm going to play a little song at the end of this, because, girl, you know, I learned that I can't upload music from my phone to the website. Okay, so I just have to, you know,
I gotta find the song first. I hope it's on here. Wait a minute. It's not on here. It's my top one. That might be the one that didn't get on there because somebody called me while I was uploading it. Wait a minute. No, it didn't get uploaded. So, but next week, we shall not be here because we're on vacation for a holiday. So, we'll see everyone in 2 weeks. And we'll have some other topics to discuss with the world. There it is. There it is. What in the world? Now I gotta go back to this thing. So I want you all to have an awesome Thanksgiving. And Taylor, don't be texting me asking me how to cook shit because I don't know. I know,
yes,
but I don't know.
That laugh. Yes, I sure will. I sure am.
It was so funny, actually, because I don't, whatever you asked me to cook the last time, I had to ask somebody because I don't, that particular item my brother cooked. So I don't cook that one. But if you need a good side dish and a good dessert, I got you. I got you.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, well, I will talk to you later, and everybody else have a wonderful rest of your night. We're going to leave you all with some Tamar Hot Sugar, because that's my song. What, girl? Say my hot sugar. But anyway, all right, well, good night, everybody.
Good night.